The National Assembly has unanimously passed a resolution on Monday expressing strong solidarity with the oppressed people of Palestine and condemning ongoing Israeli atrocities in Gaza. The resolution, presented by Federal Law Minister Azam Nazir Tarar, urged the United Nations to take immediate steps to halt Israeli aggression and play an active role in the reconstruction of war-torn Gaza. Lawmakers from across the political spectrum took part in the debate, strongly denouncing Israeli actions and expressing support for the Palestinian cause. "This House demands that the brutalities being committed by Israeli forces be immediately stopped," the resolution stated. The House salutes the 60,000 Palestinian martyrs and strongly condemns the continued bombings even after the announcement of a ceasefire. "Israeli aggression is a failure of the international community." The resolution also demanded the immediate withdrawal of Israeli forces from Palestinian territories. Tarar, while addressing the House, said that Pakistan's position on Israel is in line with the vision of the country's founder, Quaid-e-Azam Muhammad Ali Jinnah. The Quaid had made it clear that Pakistan would not support the Zionist state, and the current government stands firmly on that principle, he stated. He highlighted the scale of the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, noting that over 65,000 Palestinians have been martyred, with more than 100,000 severely injured. "A new chapter of brutality has been written in Palestine, where innocent civilians, including children, women, and the elderly, have not been spared," he said. The law minister stated that Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has forcefully raised the issue of Israeli oppression at all international forums. "The people of Palestine need the support of the global community now more than ever," he stressed. He also drew parallels between the situations in Gaza and Indian-occupied Kashmir, reiterating that both issues must be resolved in accordance with United Nations resolutions. "Our national stance on Palestine is clear and consistent. Whether it's Palestine or Kashmir, voices for self-determination can be silenced through dialogue, but not through force and violence," the minister concluded.